Good evening, West Liberty. I'm Deuce, and you're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Tonight, I'm in the studio for the Students with Stories interview, and I'm here with Sean Dering. What's up, Sean?
What's up?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So Sean is currently a junior here at West Liberty University studying exercise physiology here all the way from Florida and plays on the soccer team. So Sean, first off, I want to ask, what's it like adjusting to West Virginia from Florida?
Well, initially it was the weather. Came in, it was probably negative 11 degrees for about 3 weeks. That was brutal. But I actually transferred from another school in Indiana. Indiana was cold, but West Virginia was different. But once I got used to the cold, everything settled down, got into rhythm. It's pretty good.
Okay. Where did you go to school in Indiana?
I went to school in Manchester University. It was a small private school, middle of Indiana, even worse than here, middle of nowhere, just farms surrounding it. But I had a good experience, but I wanted to challenge myself athletically, so I decided to transfer out.
Nice. And were you going for the same degree at there as well?
Yeah, I was majoring in exercise science, but here it's exercise physiology, but it's basically the same major.
Okay. And so with exercise physiology, what are you exactly learning about with that?
It's basically, as it sounds, it's kind of the science behind exercise. I want to do it for physical therapy, so it's kind of the pre-major for physical therapy. So I take the major classes along with the prerequisites for PT school, and hopefully I get into PT school in the future.
Okay, nice. So, PT school, how long is that after?
So most programs are 3 years. Some of them are accelerated and they're like 2.5 years. But for the most part, it's a 3-year doctorate program now. It was a master's, but they switched it to a doctorate degree now. So for the most part, 3 years after undergrad.
Okay, cool. All right, and then you're also on the soccer team up here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the soccer team, there's something I've always wondered about the soccer team.
Okay.
Which maybe you can clear some air up before
yeah.
me here. We have so many people who like travel internationally to come play on our soccer team.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, honestly, I think Americans are more used to American football, and there's mostly made up of people from the U.S., but soccer, at least Division II and Division I, for the majority is internationals. So at like a D3 school, which is where I came from, there's more Americans on that team. But usually in D2, NAIA, Division I, there's only a couple American players sprinkled in. The majority of it is international. So I think people from the U.S. are more used to American football. But soccer is actually a lot of international.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah, I don't know why. I just came here and I was like, I've never heard this many British accents in my life. Yeah. All right. So how's the soccer team doing this semester?
Conference-wise, we're not doing great. But development-wise and improvement-wise, I would say drastic. I would say definitely our style of play has changed a lot. Used to be a little bit more kickball. Now we're kind of playing a lot of movement, a lot of passing, a lot of talking. So style of play has definitely improved dramatically. But unfortunately, we haven't been able to finish in the final third or get lucky on our chances. So we're ranked like fifth in the conference, fifth or sixth. But we do have one playoff game, so we'll go try and win that and try and move forward.
Cool. And if you win that playoff game, where will we see West Liberty's soccer team next?
Hopefully we continue to win playoff games and hopefully go to the finals. But it would be challenging, but, I mean, a challenge is what we like, so we'll take it on.
Heck yeah. What kind of what are the other teams like that you're facing?
So we're in the Mountain East Conference, so it's actually a pretty competitive conference because Concord was ranked like top 10. Charleston is, I think they were ranked number 2. I think they might be number 1, like in all Division 2 teams. So
oh wow,
Charleston is tough. D&E is also really good, and Concord is pretty strong. And honestly, even some of the other teams like Point Park, Wheeling, like some games you just don't really know how they're going to go. Some teams have shown that, like, despite their record, they can beat a top team. So I kind of like that about the league, how you never really know how a game's going to go. But for sure, Concord, D&E, and Charleston aren't usually tough competitors.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I've been to a couple of the soccer games since I started coming here, and they're always, like, the people who are in the stands are always really into it,
which
is awesome. Yeah. What's it like? How's it been adjusting to that campus community, though, as you've gotten up here?
It's been a lot better than I would have imagined, honestly. I was a little worried coming in as a transfer, you know, junior year. Actually, I came in middle of my sophomore year, so I feel now I'm a junior, but came in middle of my sophomore year in the spring. Like I said, it was freezing cold. I felt like a freshman all over again, so it was a little rough, but I like the team. The team kind of welcomed me in, even though it was new, and the chemistry is great. So the team is definitely a solid support system. And then I actually became an RA here, so then that kind of forced me to be involved with the campus more. And now, as I am right now, I'm actually more involved at this school than I was at my last one.
Nice. So I'm also an RA. We actually are RAs on the same floor.
Yeah.
Which is how I got to know Sean. What's it been like taking on that new responsibility this semester and
into that role? I feel like I've had some mess ups. One night I didn't even realize I was on duty. That was a close call. My boss kind of ripped into me that day, but for the most part, it's just been. I guess it's forced me to kind of manage my schedule better. Like I said, it's a challenge, but the reason I transferred here was to have a challenge, was to face a new goal. And so I think being an RA just adds to that, and I'm going to take it on.
Nice. What kind of stuff have you had to face as an RA so far?
So far? Well, so far, the worst thing I've had on my floor, Deuce, you know, is we did have someone. Well, either we didn't find the weed, but we smelled marijuana on the floor. That was probably the only thing that we've had to, like, deal with. Deuce actually wasn't there, but I was there.
Slacking.
Yeah, I was there with our boss and a couple other RAs, so we were able to handle it. But we didn't find anything, so whoever it was got lucky. But other than normal confiscations, Deuce knows, of air fryers and stuff like that, nothing's been too crazy. And I also got through my duty night on homecoming. Smooth, no issues, so I would say it's going pretty well.
It's because they were all scared of you, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right. Well, back to exercise physiology. So you said you want to go into physical therapy, right?
Yeah.
Are you considering doing that master's? You said it's a doctorate program?
Yeah, so physical therapy is a doctorate program, so it would be 3 years after undergrad, but right now I am considering doing a master's program just because I have more credits done than I need to before graduation. So I was thinking about filtering in some master courses and then staying an extra year after I graduate to get a master's degree as well, and then continuing on to PT school, which would be another 3 years.
So then you'd be here like an extra 4 years, pretty much.
Well, okay. Well, I would be in school for another 4 years, but I would only be here for one more year, and then I would try and go to another school for physical therapy school, because unfortunately West Liberty doesn't offer a DPT program, which is a doctor of physical therapy program.
Okay. What other schools are you looking at for that?
So my top schools that I'm looking at are, I have four schools in Florida, which include University of North Florida, Florida Gulf Coast University, University of Central Florida, and University of Florida. And then my schools out of state, my dream one is University of Delaware, just because they have, like, one of the best, if not the best, PT programs. They also have a PhD program that I'm kind of interested in as well. University of Iowa, University of Colorado, and then Eastern Carolina University, which is in North Carolina.
Okay, cool. And so physical therapy, there are like a couple different ways you can go with that, right? Or is it like basically just one direct career path from there?
So, I mean, you can go to PTA school, which is about 2 years. That would be physical therapy assistant. But the doctor of physical therapy, to be a licensed PT, yeah, you do have to do the 3-year doctor program or the 2.5-year program, like I said before, in order to sit for the board exam. But after that, you can kind of specialize in whatever area you want to and then go into whatever field you want to as well. But you got to get the certifications first.
Yeah. What kind of areas are you thinking about specializing in?
Honestly, I know I'm an athlete, so I'm going to have to say sports. I'd love to go into sports. But I'm also interested in home health. And I kind of want to have my own clinic if I'm able to. I haven't decided whether I want to start my own clinic right out of PT school or if I want to work for a little bit. All the other PTs that I have met, they say to work for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But only thing is, sometimes you work for a little bit and you end up working for 10 years and then you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So I think it might be better to just go straight into it. And if you fail, you're going to learn from it. Versus maybe you spend 10 years at another facility and then you know, life happens, you have kids, family, and you can't necessarily go and do that business that you wanted to. But I think I'll figure that out in school, try and get a better idea of the field. Obviously, right now I'm just an undergrad.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Sean, thank you so much for your time. It's been lovely talking to you this evening. Now we're going to get back to the music here on WGLZ 91.5 FM. So here is I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.